USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republicans will have a 53-seat majority in the U.S. Senate with a win by Mississippi Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith in a runoff election yesterday.
The reason we won is because Mississippians know me and they know my heart. And thank you for stepping up, Mississippi.
Hyde-Smith speaking there to her supporters last night after Democrat Mike Espy conceded the race to her. Presidential daughter and advisor Ivanka Trump defending her use of a private email account, saying it's nothing like what Hillary Clinton did when she had a private email server. When it comes to Trump's emails,
they're all stored on the White House system. So everything's been preserved. Everything's been archived.
Ivanka Trump was speaking there to ABC's Good Morning America, and this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909. Or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump threatening to cancel this week's planned meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin because of last weekend's clash between Russian and Ukrainian warships. The president saying in an interview with the Washington Post he's waiting for a full report after Russian ships fired on and seized three Ukrainian vessels. At the first White House briefing in over a month, the press secretary Sarah Sanders was pressed about the use of tear gas against migrants who were trying to enter the U.S. illegally from Mexico a few days ago. Sanders says previous administrations used tear gas.
Let's also not forget that this isn't the first time. In fact, tear gas was used on average once a month during the Obama administration for very similar circumstances.
First Lady Melania Trump is about to take part in a forum at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the opioid epidemic. Also appearing at that town hall will be Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen and Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Indonesian investigators say that Lion Air jetliner that crashed into the sea a month ago, killing all 189 people aboard, was not deemed airworthy on a flight the day before the crash. The head of Indonesia's Transport Safety Commission says that day before the deadly crash, the Boeing 737 experienced technical issues similar to those believed to have caused the crash the following day. The safety official says the pilot chose to continue a flight to Jakarta after shutting down the plane's anti-stall system. It may be difficult to find the Christmas tree you want this year, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The Pacific Northwest Christmas Tree Association says that there's a shortage of noble fir trees across America. The organization says the shortage was due to the Great Recession back in 2008, where there was a huge surplus prompting growers to plant fewer trees to save money. Also this year, expect to pay 10% more for that noble fir Christmas tree. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And Sears stores will stay open throughout the holidays after the company got a $350 million loan. A court approving the critical bankruptcy financing yesterday to keep the struggling retailer operating through the holiday selling season as it tries again to reorganize. Sears filed for Chapter 11 protection in October. It has since shuttered hundreds of stores across the nation. Remember, find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.